From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, November the 11th, and Sunday, November 13th. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that there was another hiking death at Catskill Falls this weekend. On November the 12th, 30-year-old Anthony Millie of Newburgh, hiking on the upper part of the Catskill Falls, slipped on ice and wet moss and fell approximately 120 feet. Another hiker died of a nearby fall in July, and in 2015, the Department of Environmental Conservation closed the area for $450,000 in safety improvements. The scene there is also immortalized in Hudson River School paintings and Washington Irving's Rip Van Winkle. WNYT in Albany reports there was a protest against President-elect Donald Trump November the 12th, with hundreds gathering in front of the Capitol building, shouting, and I quote, "not my president," end quote. Other protests have been held in towns throughout the Hudson Valley. On November the 10th, the SUNY New Platts Booten Hall Dormitory was covered with graffiti with profanity and racist statements. The graffiti included a heart and the word Trump next to it, and also said, and I quote, "ISIS is calling, Muslims can leave," end quote. Calling Latino immigrants, and I quote, "stupid," end quote, and using a derogatory word for African Americans. On November the 14th in Hudson, the Showing Up for Racial Justice group holds a Building a Racial Justice Movement in the Age of Trump discussion at 6 p.m. at the Hudson Area Library. Robert Downing reports in the Albany Times-Union that one shot was fired November the 12th at the Crossgates Mall, but the shooter has not been caught. The mall was cleared after police say an argument between two people escalated into gunfire. Police say they have leads, but no suspects in custody. The mall reopened November the 13th for business. Godfrey Wilson reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that the Church World Services Network is opening a refugee settlement office in advance of refugees being settled in the area. The group held a community meeting on November the 10th at Christ Episcopal Church as they plan to bring 80 refugees from Congo, Syria, and Iraq to Poughkeepsie. Sarah Krause, the Senior Director for Programs for the CWS, said, and I quote, "This isn't a faucet you can turn on and people just start flowing in. Refugees are the most vetted of anyone trying to enter the United States," end quote. Refugees take out no-interest loans to cover travel expenses and must pay the loan back, Krause said. 85% of the new arrivals are employed and, I quote, "are self-sufficient within 180 days, end quote. You can read that full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Festival director Robert Mano reports in the Wyndham Journal that the Wyndham Chamber Music Festival will suspend programming in Wyndham and Hunter next year. The November 26 show at the Doctorow Center in Hunter will be the last for the Wyndham Festival Chamber Orchestra. The group just completed its 20th year and 100th performance at the Wyndham Civic Center Concert Hall this fall. Mano writes, the 23 Arts Initiative and the Catskill Jazz Factory will put on concerts at the Wyndham Civic Center next year. You can read that full story in the Wyndham Journal. Tamani Woolley at Time Warner Cable News is reporting that Albany area is getting a new alternative weekly magazine, The Alt, after the demise of the Metroland. The Alt is scheduled to launch on November 15th, covering arts, culture, politics, news, and lifestyles in Albany, Saratoga Springs, Schenectady, and Troy. Editor David King said, and I quote, "We're an alternative paper. We're filling this void I think we believe exists, not only in entertainment coverage in the area, really in-depth entertainment, but also coverage of people, places, and areas that are ignored," end quote. The Gazette, Overit, and Proctors are behind the new venture, with 25,000 copies given away free weekly at 400 locations. The magazine's website is thealt.com. You can read that full story at Time Warner Cable News. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 57 degrees. For tonight, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 36. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of rain, mainly after 7 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 50 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 38. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 53 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 38. The sun rose this morning at 6:45 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:34 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 14th day of November, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.